epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball last night in Toronto. So you had the Cody Bellinger losing the ball in the lights in right field. And then right after that, this was part of the Blue Jays when this happened.
Max kicks, deals, pitch, swing on line drive down a left field line. All kinds of trouble. That's a fair ball in the corner. Scoring on the play is Clement, and in with an RBI double. Miles Straw, 5-4 Toronto.
Yeah, and it was then 6-4 as he would then score later in the inning on the error by Ben Rice. And the error a theme, four of them for the Yankees last night as they dropped the series finale. First things first, we hear from Bellinger. What happened on that fly ball that you couldn't seem to find?
Yeah, I saw it off the bat. Lost it in the sky once it got above the lights. And, I was just trying to guess where it was going to be, and I overran it a little bit. So
yeah, and it was behind him, and it went for a triple, and that was a big play in that inning. Unfortunately, went the way of the Blue Jays. Max Fried had himself not the best of nights. He allowed 6 runs, 4 earned, over 5 1/3, but part of that were his 2 wild pitches in the same inning and a bad throw to home, allowing 2 runs to score, not one. Here was Fried, who was seen looking at his finger. We know about the blister issue that he has had. How we doing?
Cut the top of my pinky. That happens. That's nothing to worry about.
Blister okay, though?
Yeah, no. Completely fine with the blister.
So no excuses. It just has not gone well.
He didn't really answer the question. He said, yeah, no.
Well, yes.
He said he cut the top of his pinky. How did he do that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Should we be worried about that?
Well, here's what you can be worried about. His ERA in his first 10 or 11 or 12 starts this season, the best in Major League Baseball. His ERA in his last 4 starts is almost 7.
Yeah.
You'd be concerned about that.
Dog days of July.
That said, here comes the warning shot from Aaron Judge.
Uh-oh.
The captain. Didn't go great this week, but we will heat up again.
Oh, it's coming. So, like you said, we haven't hit our hot streak yet, but we're going to. And when it does, watch out.
That doesn't seem very
no, that was threatening. The least scary declaration probably in Yankees history.
He did homer in the loss, as did Jason Dominguez and Anthony Volpe. Along the way in this game, you had early on, Oswald Peraza was struck out on a terrible pitch, to which it certainly looked like the umpire said, my bad, to Joe Girardi, to Aaron Boone. Later in the game, now things had gotten out of control for the Yankees. They had the terrible fifth inning. The errors were nuts. Here was Anthony Volpe at the plate. This is on Sportsnet Toronto.
And strike 3 called. Another pitch that appeared to be high the second time tonight that Bassett's gotten a called 3rd strike on a pitch up there.
Hear Boone in the background.
Gonzalez a piece of his mind.
Yes, he did. Now,
no, it's one thing if it's Aaron Judge standing up there. It's another thing if it's Anthony Volpe. I mean, how could that umpire call that a strike?
I have no idea. I don't know. I mean, it was well above the strike line, and it was the second one he did in the game.
Did you see him waving Boone off the field?
Yeah,
going like this.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, what is that? Get out there and slap that guy around.
He can't do that.
I mean, come on, you can't be doing this.
He initially threw out Blake. That's when Boone came out to argue, then said something he didn't like either, and then he got tossed, and then Boone really went after the ump.
Now that he's gotten kicked out, he's going to get his money's worth.
It's coming.
Boy, and you would think somebody else in the Yankee dugout might come out and maybe try to get between Boone and Gonzalez. This is getting really hot right now.
And it did, and no one came in between
See,
them.
See, this is what you got to love that.
Went to the crew chief.
Well, this is part of what the fans want.
Yeah, but you have that ABS system, you're not going to have this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but you're also not going to have horrible calls. Like we saw here, which is what we don't want to see either.
That is true. So the Yankees now trail the Blue Jays by 4 games atop the AL East. They will be home for the Phillies coming up tomorrow. As for the Mets, their top two guys doing big things.
The 1-1. Alonso drives the ball, left center field. This one on the way, soaring into the seats. Second deck shot home run. A three-run blast by Pete Alonso. Breaks it open in the third inning. For Alonso, it's home run number 248.
On his in his career, that was Keith Rad on Mets Odyssey Radio. Mets beat the Angels 6-3. Alonso, the three-run shot. And how about Francisco Lindor? A pair of RBI singles to break the 0-for-31. Here was Carlos Mendoza. Much better when those two are producing.
We know that they're going through it, but they're too good, man. They're too good of a hitter. They're too good of a player, and I'm glad that they were able to come through for us today.
Here was Lindor asked how tough the slump has been mentally on him.
When I get frustrated with myself when I go through stretches like this is when it's like non-competitive outs, you know? Like, it's like I'm an out walking to the plate.
But didn't feel like
he
that.
He just sent him that book, bats. Inner Excellence.
Oh, yeah. Give him a copy of that.
Hmm. I've never read that. Excellence, I understand. Mets are all
That's
tonight.
A.J. Brown's book that he read on the sideline.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They'll be in San Francisco tomorrow. Last hour you asked me about Justin Verlander, who did win yesterday as the Giants beat the Braves. So 17 starts now on the season.
Okay.
The Giants are 3-14 in his starts.
Oof. Yeah, it's terrible.
And one of those wins, he only pitched two innings and they won like an 11-10 slugfest.
Yeah, he's not contributing positively to the group.
No, I would say not so much.
Yeah.
Not great. The Phillies.
Is he eating innings?
Not really. Even yesterday, he threw five innings. He only gave up, I want to say one or two hits, but he walked like four or five guys. So he's throwing a lot of pitches, but I don't think he's an innings eater, Boomer.
Okay.
Not an innings eater. The Tigers lost to the Pirates as they were swept in three straight. And Shohei Ohtani homered in his fifth straight game. Dodgers beat the Twins 4-3. All right, around the NFL. Jets camp opening. We know about the deals with Sauce Gardner and Garrett Wilson. We heard from Justin Fields yesterday, former teammate of Wilson at Ohio State. Certainly fired up for his guy.
I was excited for him, man. I was excited for him. I texted him right away. You know, just knowing him since he was a freshman in college, he deserves it. Just the amount of work he's put in, you know, the type of guy he is. He loves the game, so. After I saw that, I was, you know, hyped for him.
Now all of that is out of the way. It's on to football. Meantime, at Giants camp, this wasn't exactly a secret, but Brian Daboll revealing who will be their starting quarterback week one.
These guys will be out here competing, but Russ is our starter.
Of course, and I don't think anybody thought otherwise. Here was Joe Shane, though, talking about Jackson Dart not starting week one or two, who knows how long, is not a bad thing.
I think there's some real benefits from sitting and learning, specifically from some of the guys in the room that have the experience that they have. But, you know, if the coaching staff at some point feels it's right and he's ready, then, you know, I'll leave that up to them.
What do you think, Kurt Warner spot here with Eli Manning?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, it wasn't his first pass yesterday in the red zone, return for a pick six.
Well, that doesn't matter. on July 23rd.
Yeah, I know, but it's a learning curve for these kids. And it would be unfair to put him on the field first right now.
And he's
given
not
what
be.
The Giants have been through over the last 3 years, let Russell Wilson go out there. They got two tough road games to open the season at Washington, at Dallas. And then after that, if they're 0-2 and they've lost like, you know, 80-7 or something, then I can understand. But, you know, you got to let him sit and watch and just get the feel of everything. I mean, Washington, Dallas, Kansas City, the Chargers.
How about week 5, New Orleans?
Yeah, I mean, well, hopefully that's not the case. Hopefully the Russell Wilson's doing what he's supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I don't want to see him until, like, after the bye.
No, I mean, seriously. It's not...
All right, but if it's next season, that means they've played well and they're potentially a playoff team.
And their bye's in week 14. So if you told me that, you know, he's going to play the last four games of the year, I would buy that. If they have a losing record, then they're going to make it to the playoffs. But we don't... Like, we can all assume that they have this really hard schedule, which on paper, it looks that way. But you never know what these teams are going to be like when you get to them and what shape they're in. So we'll see.
In Miami, here's Tua. So you remember the whole Tyreek Hill, I'm done or I'm out of here, whatever that comment was. Here was Tua having to build up the relationship again in terms of Tyreek and Tyreek and the team.
When you say something like that, it's you don't just come back from that with, hey, my bad. You know, you got to work that relationship up. You got to build everything up. It's still a work in progress, not just for me, but for everybody.
Right. Good. I'm glad to hear Tua say that. You know, this is Mike McDaniel's last year if they don't do it, you know, Stephen Ross wants them to do.
I'm glad you brought him up. So I was thinking back to when I used to get the VHS tapes when I would get my Sports Illustrated subscription, and we would get Football Follies, and we would get the game's hardest hits. And then you would get great clips. And it made me think of the old school coaches and where have we gone? Say a guy like Bill Parcells.
Oh, what's the matter, Big Easy? Is camp getting hard for you? If you get your feelings hurt, that's too bad. You want to run tonight, son, or you want to act like a f***ing rabbit? You want to run or you want to duck down? If you want to duck, just go over there and get under the bench and stay there. Little Honey Bunch got a little bursitis on her knee back here. Tell him to throw up on his own time. You got to tell him we got a game today. Throw up after the game.
All right, so I think we've come a long way.
That's going to be Aaron Glenn with the Jets, telling you.
Well, I'll tell you who it's not. Mike McDaniel in Miami. God. So I present to you him yesterday talking about having Darren Waller on the team. This is not quite Parcells-like.
A player that is hungry, that is healthy in mind, body, and spirit, and wants to do something for reasons that you know are appropriate based on he has had time to reflect. I mean, I couldn't be happier to have a guy that just walks in the day or walks in the door as a daily inspiration.
Oh, my God. Walks in the door as a daily inspiration? Jesus, man.
Oh, yeah,
he's
man.
Got no shot. He's got no shot.
And Ramsey was late to meetings, late to practice. Holy didn't want cow. To practice. They got rid of him because Mike McDaniels couldn't control his players. And even though they paid him, they still couldn't control him. And maybe Tyreek Hill falls under that umbrella as well. And maybe that's what Tua's alluding to. But my God.
They got off to a great start. You can respect the guy when the offense was humming and the team was winning. When they're not, and he's standing up in front of those guys sounding like that, he's got no chance.
Sounds like Mickey Callaway.
In a way, yes, it does. In a way, it does. And in fairness, when Tua's been healthy, that offense has been really good.
I mean,
but Tua's never healthy.
I mean, Mickey Callaway sounds like Winston Churchill compared to Mike McDaniel.
So there you have it. Some from your Vikings next hour as we continue to go around the league a little bit.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.